I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
Welcome to the Wire to Wire podcast. As always, it's me, your host, Yusuf. Now, without further ado, let's just get right to it. So former U.S. President Barack Obama appeared on the Young Man and the Three podcast, and it also featured NBA All-Star Tyrese Halliburton. Now, at one point during their exchange, Obama brought up the NBA All-Star game and how much it has declined. Now, for those who may not know, Obama in his younger years used to play basketball, so I think he knows a thing or two about the game. Now, I'm going to play what he said and share my take. But because this episode deals with a former U.S. president and there's obviously an upcoming election, I want to make it abundantly clear this episode is in no shape, way, or form an endorsement or me supporting Obama, Kamala, or the Democrats. I don't get caught up in that. I also don't believe in telling people how to vote or who to vote for. It's a personal decision based on whatever factors people make choices with. I'm only strictly discussing his comments on the All-Star game because I want to make a larger point at the end. Now, some of you listening might think that me giving that statement isn't necessary, but in this day and age, people on the internet, they like to reach and purposely take things out of context. You could say, oh, I like pineapples. What? So are you saying that you hate watermelons? So, I just want to be clear. If you're looking for a political episode, you've come to the wrong place. But anyways, not to digress, back to our regularly scheduled programming. Here we go. These are the comments that were made by Barack Obama.
Can I say something, though? Y'all got to have a little more pride in that All-Star game. I mean, look, it's not as if y'all don't play pickup during the summers.
Right.
You know how to play in a way that, all right, I'm not going to hurt anybody. I'm not going to take anybody out. That All-Star game, it's broke, man.
Well, I agree.
Mean, people just like not running. Everybody just trying all kinds of.
Well, I'm not.
It used to be when Kobe and Michael and Isaiah, those guys were playing, man. I mean, they weren't playing the way they did regular season, but they wanted to win.
This sounds like a conversation with my pops right now. He's giving me the same speech.
It insults the game.
Well, I said is my first All-Star game, I came off the bench. So yeah. I'm just reading the room of what's going on, and well, I'm just going to adjust to whatever.
No, I agree, but everybody needs to be just like, all right.
We got
to
lock in better.
Lock in better.
Well, we had a...
Because you're showing out. You know, this is your business. This is your product. You don't want people thinking y'all out there just half-assed.
That's a good point. We had a full meeting before last year's All-Star game.
And it didn't work.
It didn't work. Larry Bird came in there and gave us a speech about taking it more serious.
Take it more seriously.
Could they change the stakes, though, in a real way? To do something to make it where it's like...
I mean, the problem is y'all get paid so much now. Although the in-season tournament turned out better than I expected.
Yeah.
Right? Where people... The incentive there... But partly because the game counted towards the season. But y'all need to do something. Because...
We got to figure it out.
Because I ain't watching that thing no more.
So you guys heard what he had to say. Now, I find it ironic he's having this conversation with a guy who many deem to be one of those players that are representative of this soft, watered-down era. But anyways, here's what I make of this. Obama was right. The NBA All-Star game has become a joke. And it's interesting because I did an episode last week and I discussed how the NBA All-Star Game was a correlation to who the face of the league was. And I blamed the decline of the All-Star Game and even other parts of the league mostly on LeBron. Now, you guys can go back and listen to that episode where I explain why. But he's spot on here. And it's good that he vocalized this because Obama is an outsider. He's speaking from a fan perspective, but he's also someone who played the game. Now, there is a way where you can compete, play hard, but not overexert yourself to the point where you risk injury. But these guys don't even give any effort at all. It's pathetic and out of touch. Also, too, it's crazy to me that you need NBA players from the past to have to come in and speak to these current crop of players about competing hard and taking it seriously. Now imagine having to be lectured about actually giving a shit about playing, which is what they actually do for a living.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue one last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue one last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
And I think this speaks to a generational gap and the difference between generations. Now, although Obama never played professionally, he's still from that era of playing hard, competition, and giving effort. And for some reason, this generation seems to lack that grit and that spirit. And I partially believe that it's the social environment that plays a factor in that. And also, did you notice the names that he mentioned? Now, he said Jordan, Kobe, and Isaiah Thomas, the original Isaiah Thomas. But that's basically in line with what I said in that episode from last week. Now, the NBA is in dire need of a reset, especially their All-Star game. Now, I believe that there is a correlation between the money that these guys are earning as well as the decline of the game. And I have a dilemma when it comes to this because I believe in capitalism and a free market and letting the market decide. But I also think that this current generation of NBA athletes are overpaid for what they do. Like, you have role players that are now making what would be max contracts 10 to 15 years ago. It's ridiculous. All these guys do, right, speaking in general, is that they put a leather ball into a carbon steel rim. Now look, I get it. The market decides. If people are watching, showing up to the games, buying merchandise, and supporting, then it only increases the player's wage. But what happens when there is a direct correlation between players earning too much and a lack of effort? Now, I see the logic from all perspectives. So as fans, we want players to be available, play hard, and to give maximum effort. As players, they need to earn a living, and obviously they want to prevent injuries to get to their next contract and to be able to maximize their earning potential. And team owners, they obviously want to make money and get a high return on their investment. And the league, they have to be organized, foster relationships with the players, with the organizations within the league, right? Their partners and stakeholders, while trying to generate a profit. But if fans don't like the product, there becomes a decline in fan support. As the fan support dwindles, It can affect the NBA's bottom line through viewership, ticket sales, merchandise sales. So it's really just an interconnected circle. So something has to change. Now, I would say reducing the amount that players earn or only guaranteeing a certain portion, and they can only get the remainder if they meet certain metrics such as games played, stats, and accolades depending on the tier of player they are. Now, I know they do something like this right now, but I'm saying to take it even further. Now, maybe withhold 50% of their salary, and they only get the other half if they meet standards. Or to not even have guaranteed contracts anymore. The pendulum of power has shifted too far into the player's side, and it's clearly having a negative impact on the consumer experience. A course correction is desperately needed at this point. Now look, I'm not fond of Barkley, and I don't really care for the guy, but as a man, I can at least agree with him that these guys are not steel workers, they're not nurses, they don't work in office spaces, they're not police officers, or anything of the sort. They're athletes being paid to play a game. So they need to have some self-respect, respect for the viewers, respect for the game and their profession by showing some damn effort. So Obama, he's right to call them out for this. And what he said was true. But that's all I got for you guys today. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast. And you can also follow me and the podcast on social media. You can even check out my books. Everything will be in the description. Until next time.